Ah, where to start? Until recently, D.C. was the only city in the civilized world in which cabs had no meters, just a confusing zone system. Nowadays, the cabs have meters, but no way to take credit cards. D.C.'s cabs are infamous for being dirty, smelly, and in bad repair. Add to that, drivers who sometimes don't know where they're going, and, well, taking a taxi in D.C. is not always a pleasant experience. Enter Uber. Uber is a sedan service. A customer pushes an app on a smartphone, and within moments, a black sedan shows up. The sedan is clean, comfortable, and the driver polite. The fare is determined by time and distance. Customers' credit cards are automatically billed for the ride. Uber costs more than a cab, but it's been a roaring success. Customers don't mind paying more for better service. So, of course, the D.C. City Council wants to crack down on Uber, heap a bunch of regulations to make it harder for them to do business. This is idiotic. In a perfect world, Uber would make the D.C. cabbies up their game. Instead, taxi interests will likely lobby to drive Uber out of business. Let's hope this doesn't happen. Letting the free market decide Uber's fate is a core value.